think the best way for us to do that is just follow the leaders, follow our captains, follow Coach Belichick. I mean, from that turning point on, I mean, whatever we did, you know, we followed what they did. You know, they led by example, we followed. So as long as we follow what we've been doing, I feel like we'll be fine.
I know you have some new faces on the defensive side of the ball, but at least, again, from the outside, linebacking core specifically, you guys have a lot of carryover. What kind of continuity, how important is that continuity? Be able to bring the same guys back, and you know the tendencies, you know the techniques, guys like, you know, Jerod and
You know, it's all good. You know, just like everybody else around the league, I mean, there's always new faces. But with new faces, there come new techniques learned by, you know, by other players. You know, Steve or Jamie or, you know, AJ might have, you know, have a different technique that I could use as well. So, you know, it's always good having a good mix of linebackers or even, you know, at any position, you know, to kind of mix in.
Bill said maybe the biggest leap for second-year players is mental. You've seen it all before now, and it just becomes somewhat second nature for you. Is that sort of how you're feeling as things develop in front of you now?
No, I've always kind of felt like my second year is it always kind of helps me. Like you said, you know, everything kind of slows down. Another playbook a little bit better. I'm able to be a little bit more vocal, you know. So Mayo or Spikes or Vince, you know, or Devin, they're not, you know, the only ones making the call. I'm able to echo it a little bit better. But, you know, I feel a lot better. You know, things have slowed down for me. I've learned a lot more in this offseason, OTAs and everything. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to going out and playing this year.
What kind of new challenges do you anticipate facing as a second-year guy as opposed to maybe as a rookie?
Hopefully not any different. You know, as long as I can stay healthy, you know, stay in the playbook and learn from the older guys, I think I'll just be fine.
Coach compared Jamie's situation coming in here, kind of having a little bit of positional versatility, and what you went through last year. Can you see any of that at all with him? I know it's, you know, 2 days in right now.
You know, Jamie's very athletic, you know, and you know, you can kind of see that from just looking at him. You know, the guy's crazy athletic. So, you know, I try to help him what little bit I can. You know, learning all the linebacker positions, but you know, he's very athletic. You know, any help I can give to him or, you know, any of the younger guys, you know, I try to help out.
How's a guy like Jerod Mayo help you guys in learning multiple positions as young players?
You know, he's helped a lot. I mean, Mayo's been in this defense for a while now, and, you know, he knows every position, you know, not just linebackers or defensive line. He knows what the safeties and the corners have to do. So, you know, having him, you know, not only in the linebacker room, but, you know, as a close friend, you know, just to talk to every now and then, you know, it feels pretty good to have that guy in your back pocket.
I'm not sure if you answered this already, but is there an easiness from the first year to the second year that you're having now?
Yeah, I did. It's I feel like everything just kind of slows down, you know, mentally, and you know, not necessarily physically, but, you know, definitely mentally. Able to see things a little bit quicker, knowing the playbook, you know, knowing how to study, the difference between studying NFL film and college film, you know, different players and different philosophies. But you know, I still got great guys around me. You know, Vince and Mayo are still helping me out constantly. So you know, as long as I stay under those guys, I think I'll be fine.
Do you ever wonder how you even understood things last year as you're going through it? Like, because it just seems a little, like you said, it seems a little bit easier this year.
Not so much. You know, I feel like I'm a pretty smart guy. And, you know, once I got a grasp of it, you know, it was still a little rough. But, you know, again, I had Vince and Mayo and Devin, and I was in their back pocket. So, you know, they helped me out a lot.
Dante, was there a period where you had to knock off some rust here as a team because it's full day, first day full day pads, and everyone's trying to kind of feel their way through that?
You know, I can't speak for anybody else, but, you know, I definitely had to brush off some rust. First day back, and it feels like it's been forever. But, you know, I'm glad to be back out here. You know, first day's down, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow to get better.
Was there any point during the practice day when you laid a lick on somebody and said, okay, it's on now?
I haven't had one of those yet. And, you know, I'm still looking for one. But, you know, it just feels good to get back in my pads. You know, it might take me a couple of days to get back to where I want to be. But, you know, I'm just glad to be back out here.
Inside run game, it seems like that's where all the guys relish that contact, especially linebackers.
Yeah, inside runs is what I'm looking forward to. You know, outside runs are a little too much running out there, but, you know, I love inside. I love the guards, the tackles, the fullbacks, and, you know, all the other stuff. So, you know, hopefully I'll get a little bit more action to that tomorrow.
I saw you get a little bit of work down in the one-on-one pass rush control, something you feel comfortable with. We didn't see it a lot last year as a rookie, but maybe during your time in college.
Yeah, you know, I love being versatile. You know, anything you can do can help. You know, I like getting after the quarterback, you know, not just as a linebacker and, you know, as a defensive end as well. So, you know, whatever I can do, if I can come in and get a couple rushes every now and then, you know, whatever Coach Belichick asked me to do.
Specific to rushing, do you feel like that's a skill you kind of have to relearn, you know, reacclimate yourself with it, or you picked it back, right back up where you were in college?
For me, I'm not great at pass rushing, but, you know, I'm confident in myself. And, you know, I feel like it's kind of like riding a bike. You know, once you know how to ride a bike, you don't forget.
Dante, later this week, you guys are going to go down to Philly and, you know, get a good work with them. What's the value for you guys as a team to work against something different?
You know? A lot. You know, it's fun going against, you know, Tom and Ridley and, you know, all those other guys. But, you know, just going out playing against a different offense that you haven't seen. So you don't exactly – you don't always know what kind of run is going to be when they get in a certain formation or different motions. And, you know, it's just always good to just practice against other guys.
That Oregon offense is probably one that keeps every defense on its toes. No chance to sub, no chance to even take a breath, it seems like.
Well, just make sure we're in good condition shape then.
Yeah. In terms of just their personnel, I mean, are you looking forward to seeing anyone in particular or just seeing how you match up?
I'm just ready to get out there. I don't care. Whatever it is.
All right. Thanks, my man.
No problem.